يا حياتي يا فؤادي يا عشيقي يا ودادي يا قصيدي on heartbreak.
Come children, we don't want to keep your mother waiting. I'm sure that she is excited to see the two of you.
Wow, I'm so excited to see her. I miss her so much, especially her baking.
Well, I'm ready. And there is no way I'm sitting in the back seat with Abdullah again. He can be so annoying.
They were really excited to come in.
Yasser, don't come here and act like everything is okay. Please just leave now.
You know, Rumaysa, it doesn't hurt anyone to be civil towards one another. Whether we like it or not, we are going to be part of each other's lives forever. For the sake of the children, we should try to get along.
Huda, how is school going, baby? Are you managing? And how's Fatima Zahra?
I am trying really hard to come out top of the class so I can be head girl next year. But Ummi, some days I don't even complete my homework because I'm helping Abdullah.
Is he managing? Grade 1 is a big adjustment, and with all that's going on, I don't want him to fall behind.
His handwriting looks like foul scratches. At least that's what his Afa says. He just rushes through his work in class.
Oh, I hope your Abba isn't shouting too much. He must be patient because of all the changes that your people went through this year. It's natural that these circumstances affect his work.
Oh, Ummi, are you also going to remarry?
Is your Abba getting married?
Well, I heard him talking to Auntie Fatima and he was telling her how difficult it is to do everything that you used to. He wants to get married again so that he has someone who will help him with us.
Hey, he could have just left you people with me.
Ummi, he is really trying his best. Do you know that Dada even gave him a promotion now?
All the years I told him to ask and he didn't. Now that he wants another wife, he plucks up the courage to ask for more.
I'm sorry, Ummi.
And now, on Heartbreak.
شاعر الحب في الرحال تأتلق تصغي إلى القلب في شوق له ألق مشاعر الحب في
يا عشيقي يا ودادي يا قصيدي يا
مرادي. Yasser's search for a wife continues without much luck, but he refuses to give up.
نشيد الأغنيات لك عمري لك روحي لك قولي.
Do not despair, Yasser. Allah is great. Do not despair.
أنت خير الملهمات.
Rumaysa has found a new lease on life and appears to have a bounce in her step. Her discussion with Huda has led her to file an appeal to the courts to have custody revoked from Yasser and returned to her. Rumaysa's telephone rings and she enthusiastically answers the call.
Assalamu alaikum.
Rumaysa, what on earth is going on? I've just received notice to appear in court because you are contesting the custody arrangement.
Yes, I am. This fight isn't over and I will get my children back.
Rumaysa, why are you doing this? It's going to unsettle the kids again. What has changed that makes you think that the judge will overturn his initial ruling?
Pitch up in court and watch how your life unravels, Yasser.
Yasser sat in the kitchen with his face in his hands, utterly perplexed at the recent developments. After some time, he makes a call to his lawyer.
Good day, Mr. Yasser. So good to hear from you. How may I be of assistance?
I've just received notice that my ex-wife plans to contest the custody ruling.
Mr. Yasser, you have to be absolutely honest with me. What has since changed in either yours and your ex-wife's circumstances?
As far as I know, nothing.
Mr. Yasser, a judge would not simply accept a petition to contest a court's ruling on custody. Without any compelling circumstances, something drastic has been alleged for the case to make it onto the court roll again. And this soon too?
Your guess is as good as mine. But I need you there.
Can you just forward me the details of the court appearance and I'll have to check my diary. If I'm not available, I will send you a reputable colleague of mine on the day to appear on your behalf.
Yasser was unsure of whether to tell the children about Rumeysa's latest escapade and decided against it. He thought that it would be better for them to remain blissfully unaware and would only address them on the situation should the living arrangements change, which he doubted would happen. The morning of the court appearance, Huda and Abdullah were sent off to school as per usual. Rumeysa had gone into the school to take Huda out on early leave so that she could attend the court proceedings that day.
Luckily, Yasser did not inform the school not to allow the children to leave with me. I'd have been in a pickle of a jam trying to get Huda to the court without raising any suspicion. I must remember to give the school strict instructions about the children not being allowed to leave with Yasser once custody reverts back to me.
Once Rumeysa safely had Huda by her side, Huda allowed her anxiety to show.
Ummi, I'm so nervous. What if I forget what to say?
Don't be nervous. Just remember why we're doing this. You will be great, my child. I have full confidence in your abilities, Huda.
But Ummi, I've never done anything like this before.
Just speak clearly and state in no uncertain terms that you want to come home with me. This is going to work, and tonight we will all be under one roof again, just like we want and deserve.
Yasser's face lost all color when he saw Huda enter the courthouse with her mother. It did not occur to him that Rumeysa would ever use the children to convince the court to return custody to her. If he wasn't nervous before, he sure was after the mother-daughter grand entrance.
Let the case of Ms. Khan be called to order. In the case of Ms. Khan, who has filed for custody of Master Abdullah and Ms. Huda, a special concession will be made allowing for Ms. Huda to come forward to speak her mind.
I am Huda, the daughter of Rumeysa and Yasser. My parents have been divorced and I am currently under the care of my father. My little brother and I have been staying with our father for a few months now, since the judge awarded him custody. And in the short time that we have been there, my father had seen a number of different women.
Yasser looks like the wind had been knocked out of him, considering the fact that he has never brought a woman to the house. He feels flabbergasted at the story and simply looks into Rumeysa's direction, shaking his head.
Take your time, Huda.
My brother is 7 years old, and being witness to this type of behavior cannot do him any good. Because just as we get used to seeing one lady with my father, he changes and has another. I don't want to grow up in a house where there is a number of different women coming and going.
Thank you, Huda. That was great. Mr. Muhammad, what have you to say in response to your daughter's allegations?
Your Lordship, I have no idea how Huda had come to the conclusion that I have had many women in the past few months. Yes, I had gone to see a few women with the intention of finding a wife and a motherly figure for my children, but I had not displayed any promiscuous behavior, as was alluded to.
I must take what Ms. Huda has said in serious light, and as a result, I'm revoking the current custody arrangement in place and awarding full custody of both children to Ms. Khan, and weekend visitations with Mr. Muhammad. Mr. Muhammad, should another complaint be made in the courts about your promiscuous behavior whilst in the company of your children be heard, you will lose all contact with your children. Case adjourned.
The smile on Rumaisa's face clearly demonstrated her pure joy at the outcome of the day's proceedings. Huda shed silent tears as she thought about what this meant for little Abdullah. He was just an innocent party in this catastrophic situation. Yasser did not know how he was to break the news of the court's ruling to his son, and though Rumaisa had dealt with a blow below the belt, he was not ready to throw in the towel. Yasser was crying blood tears when Huda approached him.
Abba, I am so, so sorry.
Don't worry, it's not your fault, princess. Daddy still loves you. It could not have been easy going up there saying all that you had.
I just said what I was told to, Abba.
I know, baby girl, I know. Just remember that no matter what, Daddy will always love you. Nothing is ever going to change that.
I love you so much, Abba.
Huda, the world is a cruel place, and often the good are taken advantage of. Be strong and be true to yourself, okay? Don't let anyone make you do their burden for them, Huda. Nobody, no matter how much you love and care for them.
Abba!
And Huda, take care of your little brother, okay?
Abba, I really didn't want to hurt you. I hate what has happened to our family. I hate this. I hate it all. I wish, I really, really wish it was all over. I want to sleep, Abba, and not wake up unless everything was just a bad, ugly dream.
Alhamdulillah, you've been listening to Heartbreak Break, our Radio Islam International drama series. We now cross over to our ulama to discuss the various lessons we've learned from this episode.
As another episode comes to an end, this is Heartbreak on Radio Islam International. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all those people who are going through the same problems and challenges in their homes. Ameen. Well, Yusuf, as you see in this episode, another sad turn of events. This time, Rumaisa fighting for the custody of the children. And this time, she pushed it, I think, a bit too far. She filled the ears of Huda, and she manipulated Huda to such an extent that she was now forced to speak ill of her father in the presence of everyone else in the court.
Mulana, definitely. You know, this entire series, we have been focusing on this, where the children are the victims. And I think in this episode, it has reached the point now where this is now the pinnacle. This is where it has been pushed to the limit. And even though, you know, we must say that even though in this particular series or this episode, we find it's actually Rumaisa that's kind of doing the damage, I'll say in inverted commas. But in reality, it can happen from both parties. You know, there are certain cases where you find the husband is the one that's doing the manipulating, and there are certain cases like in our series where you find it is the wife. But still, this is, you know, this is so unfortunate, you know, where you're looking to win, that we'll win, you know, the husband's side will win or the wife's side will win. But what we don't realize, and we've emphasized on this so much, that as far as the children are concerned, for them, they don't want to win.
Yes.
They want to tie, they want to draw. You know, they want everyone to be happy. Whichever side wins, they are not going to be truly happy.
Yes. You make a very strong point. For them, mommy is important and daddy is also important. Dada is important and nanny is also important. Both sides family. So for them, there's no real victory. They are the losers at the end. And we mentioned this previously also, that both husband and wife need to understand that this is not going to end with the custody. It's just going to get uglier. And then Yasser will put up a fight from his side, and then she will put up another fight from her side. And how long is this going to carry on? And how much more trauma do you want the children to go through? Keep in mind that Yasser has two children. Huda is slightly elder, but Abdullah is only 7 years old. How much of trauma Abdullah is going to go through before he even grows up?
Gee, this is a very important point you point out. And what also we need to understand, Molana, you look, because obviously the series is limited, so the focus is only on, the real focus is only on the mother and the father. But in reality, it's much more than that. You know, in a real life scenario, example, you have the child living with, say, the father. So you got words coming from the father, then you got the father's parents there as well, you got the father's siblings. Basically, the entire house is shouting words into this child's ears. They do this and act like that and say this, and when you go there to mommy's house, don't do this and don't do that. Then the child goes to the mother's house, and now the entire family is now trying to brainwash the child from their point of view. So, like, you know, keep this in mind as well. The series is only focusing on the mother and father, but the reality is that the entire family gets involved. It's too much. It's traumatic for a child.
And Mala Yusuf, you must also keep in mind that if you manipulate a child and you turn him against another parent, remember, this could be counterproductive in the long term and in the long run. Let's suppose Yasser is barred from the children's life for the next 5 or 10 years. The day when Abdullah gets his freedom, the day when Huda gets her freedom, and they are now independent on their own feet. Now there's no longer restrictions, they are adults. Now they have grown into their own personalities. So, because of their freedom, now they'll interact with their father. And now the extreme will happen, where they'll side with the father and drop the mother out. You understand?
Yeah.
So, this is a safe turn of events. So what will happen is that Abdullah and Huda will now become daddy's favorites. Because, you know, they had natural yearning to be with their dad after such a long separation. They would want to be with their parents. And what impact this will have on Rumaysa is heartbreaking. Because she gave her entire life for the kids. She sacrificed everything for them. And now they turn against her on their own.
Yeah.
So that pain is even more excruciating. And this has happened in real life scenarios. Where the child was barred from the father or the mother. And then when they got their freedom, Ya Salaam, it happened the other way around.
I think it's a case of absence makes the heart grow fonder. And we find that in many cases, whether it be the husband or it be the wife, like you said, you know, those that push, they push for, you know, for the child to stay away from the other party. In the end, especially, it might not happen now, perhaps when the children become adults, or when they grown up, you know, when they now 18, 19, like that, you'll find now they're old enough to make their own decisions, and they make decisions that hurts the parent. On that point, another very important aspect we need to highlight here is the character of the husband Yasser after the decision was made. You know, generally, an average person would probably take it out on Huda. And how could you do such a thing? You're such a rude and this and that, and what kind of daughter? I never expected, and don't ever see me again. And you know, it's natural sometimes. It's natural. Think of the anger. I mean, all of a sudden you have a daughter that's speaking or making up stories, things that never existed. But I find that you know, he was very patient and understanding. He understood that even though it's actually Huda that's saying the words,
but it's not her.
It's not her. The ideas is not coming from her head. The ideas came from Rumaysa, which is his ex-wife. So I think Yasser was very mature in understanding this, and we should also take lesson here.
Jazakallah khair, Mala Yusuf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all.
You've
been listening to the drama series Heartbreak, a Radio Islam International production and Ramadan special.
All rights reserved. Unauthorized broadcast prohibited.